Proclamation number 7933 of 3rd of July, 1961. Address of God to anyone who desires it. Again and again I want to address you humans so that you will be placed into a bright spiritual state because you will be touched by a ray of light when I can convey my word to you. And thus as often as you give me your ear and heart you shall also be allowed to hear me. For I will never fail myself when a child appeals to me for my word, when a child desires to be addressed by me myself. Because there is nothing more pleasing for me than to be able to speak to my living creations which, through their will, enable me to speak to them. And it will always be the purpose and aim of my speech to thereby intimately bind you to me. You will always be allowed to experience my love through my word, and my love will also awaken love in you again. And only then will you be guaranteed a life of bliss which awaits you when you enter the spiritual kingdom. For your life on earth is only a temporary state which truly cannot be called blissful, because you are still afflicted by many weaknesses and faults and thereby also exposed to suffering and worries which will burden you for as long as you are still far away from me, as you are still imperfect. But the purpose and aim of your earthly life is a transformation of your nature, a change back to love, which initially filled your whole being and therefore you are also blissfully happy. And you shall again attain a blissful life in light and strength and freedom. You therefore only travel the path on earth as a human being in order to accomplish this change back to love. And I therefore speak to you again and again so that you remember your purpose of earthly life and now also live accordingly. So that you strive towards me again, let yourselves be permeated by me with my strength of love and thus perfect yourselves in earthly life. And if you now allow me to speak to you, the guarantee is also given that you will mature on this earth. For anyone who comes into direct contact with me, who listens to my word, receives it in his heart and now lives accordingly, already consciously walks the last short stretch of the way, and he will soon have overcome, he will consciously walk the path to me and also safely reach the aim, the final union with me. And since the return to me is my everlasting plan, will remain my constant activity and my everlasting care, I will also constantly address my children who want to open themselves to me and let themselves be illuminated by my love. I will never leave a child without an answer when it listens within itself for my voice. I will always speak so that it can hear me, I will always let the living water flow out of the spring. My word will resound to anyone who desires to be addressed by me, be it directly or through my messengers, for I want to make every person happy who opens his heart to me so that I fill it with my love, with my spirit, which flows into every heart that shows love to me. And as soon as the human being desires to be addressed by me, he also demonstrates his love for me. For he only wants to possess what the human being loves. And I will truly always distribute abundantly, I will not give to you humans meagerly, and again you will be allowed to receive the evidence of my love, I will speak to you through human mouths, which only serve as mouthpieces when I cannot address you directly myself. But believe that my word applies to all of you. Believe that I will not leave out anyone who desires to hear me, and believe that I will also find you and convey my word to you, for I know my own, I know their heart's desires, and I will consider them all according to their desire. Amen.